Congratulations to the recently named 2015 Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner from the state of Ohio, Evan Schaefer. Evan, how are you feeling right now just winning this proficiency?
I'm very excited. It's been an adrenaline rush in the past couple minutes, rushing off stage and coming back here to do an interview. It's something I've always dreamed about winning, and now it's come true.
Yes, definitely a dream come true. Evan, tell us a little bit about your SAE. What went into winning this award here at convention?
Well, my SAE started off with 4 acres of sweet corn and 7 acres of corn or field corn. Now it's grown to 5 acres of sweet corn and 513 acres of corn and soybeans. It's been a lot of work and a lot of growth, but I've learned a lot from it, and I can plan to keep it growing.
Now, with any great thing that we do throughout life, we always have some people behind us pushing us along, pushing us to that next step. Who would you say is one of your mentors or mentors throughout to this entire process?
Well, my grandfather is the one that got me started with the sweet corn, but after his death, my father helped me with the field corn operation and the soybeans, and then I can't leave out my aunt Diane and my mom. They were always there behind me for the schoolwork and also some of the financial aspects of things.
Now, obviously, in everything that we do throughout life, there's always going to be some challenges. What was a few challenges that you faced throughout your SAE?
The biggest challenge was being 17 years old and farming over 500 acres. I wasn't able to get the capital I needed to run my operation, so I had to have my father co-sign with me to get my first loan. But I've moved on now. I'm 19 years old, and I'm able to get my loan on my own. So that's some progress.
I'd say that is some good progress as well, getting some capital build up for you in the future. Now, what are some lessons that you've learned? We've talked about some challenges. What have been some positive lessons that have come out of this SAE?
One of the things I've learned is that you have to pay close attention to detail. A small mistake can really lead to a big disaster in the end. So if you pay attention to detail, the big things will take care of themselves. And that's something that I've really taken away from this project.
Now, there may be some FFA members across the country that are looking to get into the diversified crop production entrepreneurship area. What would be a piece of advice that you would give them to kind of get a kickstart in it?
Well, your dreams can't be too big. You have to strive for what you're planning on doing and get connected with local farmers or somebody who's been farming for a while that can help you and teach you what you need to know for your area. Every area in the country is different. I got to speak with 3 other finalists this week, and their practices of farming were so much different from mine just because they were in different parts of the country. So you just have to dream big and surround yourself with good people.
Now, you mentioned you're 19 years old. You have a full life to live. So what's the future for you, Evan?
Well, I plan on graduating college. I'm going to Southern State Community College for business management. And after that, I plan on growing my own farm and taking over the family farm as I grow older and hopefully have a family of my own.
Congratulations to Evan Schaefer, the 2015 Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner, sponsored by CHS. Reporting from the 88th National FFA Convention, I'm Thomas Shaw.